A popular Cape Town restaurant, Cafe Chameleon, took its insurer Guardrisk to court for non-payment of business interruption insurance linked to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Western Cape High Court ruled in favour of Cafe Chameleon on the 26th of June, a development which only came to light earlier this week. In the meantime, Guardrisk has responded to MoneyWeb to say that it and its legal team are seized with studying the judgment, so the Western Cape High Court's ruling may not be the end of it. But to discuss this matter further and whether this could set a precedent for other businesses in a similar predicament, I'm joined on the line by Ren Dunster. He's the lawyer that represented Cafe Chameleon and the director at Dunster Attorneys. Thanks very much, Mr. Dunster, for joining us. So this is a great win in these very difficult times wherein we've heard that numerous restaurant-type restaurants with business rescue interruption insurance have had their insurers refuse to assist them in their time of need.
Yes, it's obviously more complicated than that. You need to have secure grounds to put a claim in against your insurers. The position that the insurers have taken across the board, it appears, they are saying that, yes, you have suffered losses, but those losses were due to the government-instituted lockdown.
Mm.
And, yes, you have virus cover, and we'll look at your virus cover, but the two are unrelated. There is no link between them. That is what the insurers, that's the narrative being pushed out into the market. So you have virus cover, and we'll look at your damages there, and maybe we'll compensate you. But please don't come to us with a claim under the lockdown. We didn't give you lockdown cover. So
that's disingenuous.
Well, you know, we can be intricately legal about it, or we can try and be logical.
Mm.
And the example that I have used is, what serious disease is not going, when there's a serious disease outbreak, what serious disease outbreak is not going to be accompanied by some kind of government intervention?
That's right.
I would want a government intervention. I would want to be protected.
Yes. So just before you proceed, Mr. Dunsett, broadly, what were the facts of the particular case that you were looking at, and what were the countering arguments that were put on the table?
Well, it was primarily, there's quite a few different legal aspects that were argued.
Mm.
We actually, you know, we didn't ask for payment of a specific amount. We just said, look, just tell us that the policy is going to respond to our losses under the lockdown. And there are so many businesses that have this kind of policy, and the unseen dynamic going on behind the scenes is that if these companies go under, they will lose the right to claim under these insurance policies. So it's a desperate race against time.
Hmm. Obviously, this judgment sets a precedent and should now presumably open the floodgates for many businesses that took out business interruption insurance in the first place. Is that your expectation?
Well, look, I expect that we're going to be invited to the Supreme Court of Appeal by Guardrisk.
Mm.
We are not celebrating yet.
Okay.
We'll have to wait for the Supreme Court of Appeal to rule on the matter.
Mm.
It's funny that you mentioned, well, it's not funny, but you mentioned the word floodgates, and that is actually one of the defenses that was forwarded by Guardrisk, saying, look, this is going to destabilize the insurance industry.
Yes.
You can't let this go through. And I'm afraid, you know, I didn't think that was a defense.
Hmm.
You know, why should my clients and so many other small businesses go under, and why should you get some kind of preference? You know, if we use this word triage that has popped into our vocabulary through this COVID-19 pandemic, if we're going to play triage with companies in South Africa, well, I think we should be saving the small businesses first. Just to give you an example, my client's company has been around for 22 years. It is 41 employees. They, on average, support 6 other people. That's 240 miles at a little restaurant in Plattekloof.
Yes.
Now, you know, I think if we're going to play triage with companies, I'm going to put Cafe Chameleon ahead of a few other companies.
So going forward, obviously, like you say, this story is a work in progress and all of that. But going forward, what is it that potential clients of insurance companies should be interrogating, given the experience that we've had with COVID-19, to ensure, well, to feel comfortable that they're going with somebody who is going to cover them when, you know, things get tough?
Look, I think that's a tough question. I think that, you know, a lot of these policies are pretty standard. And, you know, this is a novel, a potentially novel, an arguably novel situation where causation is always going to be argued on a case-by-case basis. So, you know, this is the reason we have so much insurance litigation, because novel claims pop up and insurers, you know, are they're highly efficient at accepting premiums and less efficient at making payments. I can't cast any aspersions on guard risk. That's just been my experience in litigation in general.
Yes.
Guard risk have been a very fair opponent, and they're represented by a great team at Clyde & Co. But it's a very difficult question to answer. And, of course, all these insurance companies are propped up by reinsurance.
Mm.
So they have a precedent of insurance protecting them as well. And those terms are not that flexible unless they're specifically negotiated.
Mm. Well, you're very gracious against your opponents. So do we know whether this issue of not paying out business interruption is, you know, has been a thing in other countries? Because, of course, COVID-19 has had this similar impact right across the globe.
It's been a while since I've looked at what's happening in other countries. I think that a lot of insurance companies had an experience from the SARS outbreak.
Yes.
And specifically excluded coronavirus-related claims. I think in America there are some policies that are clear and some are unclear and some provide. So it's a bit of a mixed bag out there.
Yes.
I see today there's an article or a rumor in the market that reinsurers are simply not going to pay up for some of our insurance companies. I don't know if it applies to guard risk, my opponent.
Yes.
But obviously, you know, if reinsurers are instructing insurers not to pay, then you know, their decision is being influenced by their own kitty.
That was Ren Dunster. He's a director at Dunster Attorneys.